good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade.
That means distant thunder. Hey, Robert, did you know that the American Indian Cancer Foundation and the Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis are hosting a vaccine event on Friday, September 10th, between 3 and 6 p.m.? It'll take place at the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. So that, again, that's Friday, September 10th, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., they're having a vaccine event, so it's important to go get vaccinated.
Wow, I just shared our show to a vintage baseball site.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
There's so much in common.
Get kicked off Facebook again. Hey, we talk about Native issues, and Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. And we were at the Capitol today, Wendy, and mm-hmm. we have Ogama's not going to be able to make it today. She has a school board meeting. And Lewis is on track to be on about 20 after today. Okay. He was at the Capitol, too.
Yeah, we didn't even see him, though, because I think we left and he was there. But at the Minneapolis, St. Paul, what am I trying to say? The state capitol here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They had Treaty People's Walk for Water, the water walkers. Mm-hmm. They walked 256 miles right. from northern Minnesota all the way to our state capitol to really tell Governor Walz to stop, you know, line three.
Well, let me read this to you, Wendy.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is what they wanted to do, and mm-hmm. I got to host it, too.
I know. You did a great job.
Thanks. And it's still going on, too, as a matter of fact. If after this show's over, if you want to jump over to Honor the Earth, it's Facebook page. They're still live streaming there, and if it's over by then, you can see me in the beginning trying to do a good thing.
You did do a good thing. You did a really great job. I was, pleasantly surprised. I wasn't, shocked or anything, but I was wow, you did a really good job. Let's see if you could read it again for a second time.
Hey, okay. We gather to demand action to honor our treaties and stop line three. Governor Walz has violated his oath of office, which requires him to honor the U.S. Constitution, including Article 6, which states that treaties are the supreme law of the land. And then I got a big applause when I read that.
Yeah, you did get a big applause.
And I was like, I'm not done. All right, yes. President Biden must evoke Line 3's Clean Water Act permits to conduct a federal environmental impact statement. Rescind Line 3's presidential permit or commit to other action to stop Line 3 from coming into service. So that was kind of a little threat there at the end. I like that. A
little bit, yeah. But you know what? Everybody was peaceful and prayerful today, and that's weak. You know, it was said by every speaker who got up there over and over again that it was peaceful, it was prayerful, there were families there were children there, there were dancers, there were speakers, there were politicians that are on
singers.
Our side. Singers, yeah.
I'd say there was 2,000 to 3,000 people.
Yeah, I don't have an eye for that kind of thing, so I couldn't tell you.
I got
you
to introduce Winona LaDuke, and she was going, look at all these people.
Yeah.
You know, let's back up just a second here, and I was really upset, Wendy, about the troops.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of state troopers all around the Capitol building.
Hundreds.
There were
hundreds.
Cement blockades and fencing all around. All the streets coming into the Capitol were all blocked up by those
three
big
blocks to get to the Capitol, where normally our Lyft will drop us off right there.
Yeah, we took a Lyft and we couldn't get close because it's all the cement barricades and fencing all around the Capitol. It really looked like, we said it on January 6th.
If they would have had that,
many
at the capital, the nation's capital, we wouldn't have had a uprising. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys were ready to go too, and you know, mm-hmm. I'm a pretty big guy, but I don't know if it's those Smokey the Bear hats or what the heck they're wearing, but they all look big.
They all have bulletproof vests on underneath what they're wearing, so it makes them look a little more meaty, you know. They do look more meaty.
Okay. Coming from a vegan saying meaty. All right. Yeah, so that really upset me. Mm-hmm. But we had Winona LaDuc spoke, as mm-hmm. always. We had people from all over, union people.
Mm-hmm. Our state senator, Mary Kunish.
And Aaron Murphy.
Aaron Murphy spoke.
Aaron Murphy, who we got to get on the show again. Mm-hmm. I told her that I want her to run for governor and mm-hmm. Heather Keeler to be lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And she didn't blink an eye when I said
that
to her.
Our city council member, Dave Pinto, was there. He even came over and said hi to me. It was really something else.
They know you. They know you from badgering them about animal issues.
And HIV issues,
that's
too.
Right,
yeah,
but that's
I do. I get involved, and
what you're supposed to. Everybody out there is supposed to do. Go to your capital, find out who represents you, and speak your truth.
Get to know them.
Right.
Get to know them.
They're
get
people.
To know who they are. They have families. They have pets. They have, you know, issues. They're there to support us and to listen.
Hey, this kind of reminds me of the old days of Pilots Progressive Party mm-hmm. here of us, just you and me talking.
Chit-chatting.
Yep. Yeah. Well, again, and then it's always good to see who is there as the politicians, too, supporting this. Because mm-hmm. One of the things that I can't remember which one said, maybe it was Jamie Becker Finn, mm-hmm. said that there is many more in the House that aren't here that do support this.
Yeah, that's good to know.
And
that
she said to vote, because you people in Madison and Chicago, if you don't know this, because we know this only too well here in Minnesota, that we have a split House. The only one where we have a Republican Senate and a Democratic House, so that means nothing gets done.
Nothing gets done.
Nothing.
They go round and round and round in circles, and they spend hours and hours and days and weeks.
No negotiating. I mean,
yeah, it's really hard. It really is.
You got the hardline Trumpers mm-hmm. who are like holding on to their dear life for this next couple years. But, you know, we only have like 400 days until the next election, mm-hmm. which because of redistricting, redistricting, Wendy, you know, everyone's up for election in mm-hmm. roughly 400 days, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens. It really will. It'd be good if we could flip that and get some stuff, good stuff done.
You know, it's just us on today. It's pretty funny. Maybe I should turn the lights down and we can talk about things. No, I'm just kidding.
Never.
But yeah.
So I want to just give a shout out to everyone who did come up.
Our first fan was there.
To see us, Tiergan. Thank you so much for coming up and saying hi to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, we love it when people who listen to the show come over and say hi to us. We really love it. So,
yeah.
And Tiergan's a friend. I mean, we've, you know, she's a listener, but we've chatted a lot of times, and she's even come to the house, and, you know, we've become friends. So it's really very nice to have her as a friend. And we're going to get together soon.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So again, a great day. It's still happening there. It was mm-hmm. 3,000 people at the Capitol, even though we weren't able to get close to the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And also we weren't able to get close to those pesky statues that need to be torn down.
Well, yeah. So all the statues around the state Capitol had barricades.
And a bunch of troopers in there.
All around them. I guess they were afraid that they were going to be torn down. But nothing happened. Like, everybody was very peaceful and prayerful. And it was just, it was a really good event.
Yeah, a lot of different mm-hmm. people and relatives mm-hmm. that were there.
A lot of white allies
yes.
in the audience. So thank you, everybody, for coming out to the state capitol and supporting to end line 3.
Yeah, and coming out and say hello to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm the selfie king.
You are the selfie king. I'm surprised you didn't take more than you did.
Well, I was working. I was working the crowd.
You were working it.
I liked when I whispered, no line 3.
No line.
Hey, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever get rid of that.
That's a really cute
Even
line.
When she's 20 years
That's
old,
Anna.
We'll keep it.
That's Ogama's daughter, yep. Anna, who's 8 years old now. So.
Right. And you are listening to Native Roots Radio presents.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Okay, Wendy.
Hey, I want to tell everybody once again that the American Indian Cancer Foundation and the Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis are hosting a vaccine event on Friday, September 10th, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. It will take place at the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. And I also want to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. And the people from MN350 were there. I saw lots of them with their T-shirts on.
Saw a few Resist T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. We love those Resist T-shirts.
Yeah, I have it on right now. It made appear that I only have one shirt, but I have many of these shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to sell them, too.
Yeah.
We still do,
mm-hmm.
kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not in the T-shirt business. We're in the radio business, so it's hard. But, yeah, let's get back to today. I reached out to a couple people that are going to come on a little mm-hmm. later here. And, of course, we're going to have Bob Blake from Red Lake with Solar Bear News.
Yeah, he always gives us really good information. And a lot of the speakers spoke today about solar-powered energy, and this is what we need to get to renewable energy sources and stop digging in the earth.
Right.
And I always want to say this. I say this over and over again. The reason why we have Line 3 here in the United States is because Canada has very strict environmental laws, and they don't want the pipeline in their neighborhoods, in their streets, and their towns, because they have really strict environmental laws, which we should have here. And if we did, we wouldn't have Line 3
right.
going through our lands. So I just want to bring that up.
No, that's really a good thing to bring up. You know, I just am totally perplexed. I one of the things too that you mentioned just a little bit ago, Wendy, is that we really love our allies, and I always do not really know how to put this in words. That you know, everybody at one time, the Italians, the Irish, whomever, had a relationship with the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really great to see our allies. Hey, and speaking of allies, what the heck? Is that Lewis? Louis Eagle Thunder, straight from the state capital. How's it going, Louis?
It was good. You know, man, I can't believe traffic. I forgot how bad traffic is going both ways, but the capital was just, it was an amazing sight to see. I mean, it kind of does something to your heart when you hear and see so many indigenous people really caring about what we're talking about and what we talk about day in, day out on Native Roots Radio. I think that's really important. And amplifying that message, we've seen with all the speakers, of course, you, Winona LaDuke, all these other amazing people out there, and our allies. I mean, this is amplifying our voices right here. It was just it was wonderful to see. But again, the big concern for me was the police presence there, because as soon as we walked in, we had like six, I don't know what they call them, some type of deputies or something like that, looking at us, looking at our car, figuring out what we're trying to do. It's just, it was quite extreme.
Yep. Oh, exactly. We talked about that a little bit before, Louis, but very extreme. And I don't even know, I didn't even count them, but there were hundreds. There were hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, they were like standing 6 feet apart from each other all the way around.
I didn't know we had that many state troopers.
In like even double files too, so.
Yeah, I don't know what they were expecting. I mean, this was a peaceful prayer protest, and it was. It continued to be. All the time that we were there, it was peaceful, speaking the truth, speaking the good things that we talk about. And it's just so absurd that they would have that type of, let's just call it for what it is, intimidating police presence that they wanted to inflict on us.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm glad you feel this way too, Louis, because I know Wendy, when we were talking about it before we came on the air, it's just like, you know, these guys have to do their job. They're, you know, and I totally understand that, but
they were given their orders to be there and to surround the Capitol.
So that goes,
it's not their idea. They get their orders from elsewhere.
So that goes right back to the governor of Minnesota's orders on their state troopers, Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, and Wendy, absolutely. Like, you know, we got to understand the dynamics, right? I mean, these guys, you know, they were looking at what we were doing, trying to figure it out, but they were just walking around, scoping it out. A lot of them were kind of near where the speaker set was on both sides. And that to me was quite concerning. But again, antagonistic behavior from Governor Walz and their entire administration. I mean, we've talked to them time and time again, and he ran, as Ogma said quite a number of days ago, that, you know, he ran a campaign that it's a non-starter when it comes to line three. Where is that governor these days? Where is that governor standing with us at the state capitol today?
Louis, you got to be, before you guys got there, when I was doing my magic as the MC, Jamie Becker Finn spoke, and it was great to see her. She's really good friends with the lieutenant governor. They go way back, and they're really tight, but it was really good to see her there. She came up and said hello to Wendy and I not the ceremony, but the speakers, and it was really good to see, and she had some powerful things to say. What's my point? I think there's a lot of people out there that have things to say that have been holding back, and that was a good 3,000 people there, don't you think, Louis?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was only growing as people were leaving, you know, leaving work, getting half days, you know, such was my situation, just trying to get out there as fast as we could. But it was cool to see people leaving and people coming, you know, kind of that exchange of a first shift, second shift type thing. But, you know, one thing I want to say about our state representatives is that I've seen a number of them out there. I believe I've seen a couple state people that pointed out to me. But we need more visibility with people that are interested in, you know, really talking about water protection, talking about how do we make a better example for the next generation. And part of that is getting out there and being part of this type of prayer-led protest and saying, hey, you know, I'm a representative of this district and I stand with these indigenous people on this issue.
Yeah, that's a really good call. And I think, too, again, we have to give State Senator Mary Kunish a big shout-out. She led the way and spoke first with the group, and then we have our own, Dave Pinto.
Dave Pinto, who's our city council member.
He's our state representative.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Aaron
state
Murphy, who's our state,
right,
state senator, was
Chris
there.
Chris Colbert is our yeah.
And we, and you know, they all want to be on the show, you know, and that's a double-edged sword too, in a sense, Louis, because it's election season coming up too. Do we want to amplify these people just because they're just showing up now, or they've been there from the beginning, which I think Aaron Murphy, Dave Pinto, our people have been, of course, State Senator Mary Kunish, great to see Jamie Becker Finn.
Yep.
She's always incognito anyways. I didn't really recognize her, but then I don't recognize everyone, and everyone recognizes me because I have this big nose shooting through my mask.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I've seen all kinds of pictures on Facebook with you, like, oh, that's Robert Pyle up there. He's talking right now. So quite a famous deal on Facebook. But yeah, you're right. I mean, every 4 years, Robert, you know, we talked about this before, about the behavior that politicians play on the indigenous community, basically using them as cannon fodder, going back and forth. And how do we galvanize? I mean, you did a lot of inroads with Rock the Native Vote quite a while back, and trying to put a lot of, you know, sweat equity, time equity on getting people to the polls. I mean, I remember back in 2004, Robert, talking about Kerry Edwards' failed campaign, but going out to Little Earth and saying, hey, it's important for us to vote, right? But when we have people like Governor Walz who say one thing, when they get elected, nowhere to be found, it hurts the cause.
Hey, speaking of which, and we're winding up this segment, but we love to talk to Dana in a little bit. Dana Thompson, welcome, and it was great seeing you out there. Dana was a candidate for Roseville City Council, and we got to know her. And then, again, you know, with COVID and everything, we got to meet her for the first time. So really great to see you and be on right now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Robert, Wendy, Louis. I really appreciate it. And it was really exciting to meet you both today in person. I made it a fact that I was going to walk up to you at some point, and I'm really happy that I did. You had a lot of people talking to you. So thank you for taking the time to chat today.
Well, I'm a legend in my own mind, and I'm very proud of my humility, and I like to talk.
Me too. Don't worry. You're in good company.
No, there was people trying to help me pronounce names and everything, so that's just my crew. But, you know, Wendy knows that I'm one of those people that have trouble with names. But it was great to see. We have a minute. Can you hold on a little bit, too? We have a minute before we go to a commercial. But just give us a quick rundown on your feelings. We were talking about there was 2,000 to 3,000 people there. I've seen those teepees and those all our allies out there. What was your take on this?
Yeah, it really was nice to not feel so helpless and to just be part of something and see everybody and know what the numbers look like. Of course, capitalism has kind of shrunk them a little bit because people couldn't get off of work. So I tried to hold space for those who wanted to be there but couldn't. But I really fell in line with, I believe it was Jake who spoke right before Tayshia. What are we doing? Why are we being so polite in trying to get this stopped? Why aren't we sitting on the Capitol steps every single day and refusing to vote? And there's just a lot of anger, and I feel like we could be doing more publicly to apply that pressure to Walz. And I really fell in line with that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We have to get you on again because we have our regular Bob Blake from Red Lake coming up next. But it's great to see you. I'm glad you were able to jump on for a few minutes. And we're going to reach out again because we have a lot to talk about. Great to see you.
You're listening. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Ahoo. We're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And we'll be right back with Robert Blake from Red Lake Solar Bear with the Solar News. Stay with us. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hi, this is Brian, the owner of AirSeal Tech. I wanted to say thank you to all the AM950 listeners who have had us help them solve their home performance issues. And for the listeners that are still struggling with being hot or cold, with poor indoor air quality, asthma or allergy symptoms, high indoor humidity, or extremely high energy bills, we can help. AirSeal Tech's mission is very simple. That's to be the very best insulation contractor in the state of Minnesota. We live up to this goal with the use of state-of-the-art equipment and can show you proof of the things that are causing your comfort issues. If you're not testing, you're just guessing. Proof is possible. Do not trust your family's comfort, health, and safety to a guess. Many of Minnesota's largest builders, remodelers, HVAC contractors, and property managers rely on the high-quality service provided by AirSeal Tech, Minnesota's only BPI-certified Gold Star contractor. For a free, honest, and accurate assessment of any comfort issue and a no-pressure estimate from the best, give AirSeal Tech a call at 612-888-3664.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Tom Hartman here, and you can catch the Tom Hartman Show during your lunch break from 11 to 2 every weekday right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, it's Tom. Summer goes by faster than you expect, and before you know it, construction and solar installation season is over. Get on the calendar with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed now to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. So stop renting your power and go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Cloudy overnight and a low of 63, then rain and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high of 73. Enjoy some revolutionary Cuban cooking at Victor's 1959 Cafe on Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. The dining room and patio are now open for breakfast and lunch, with takeout and delivery still available too. More at Victor's1959Cafe.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanja Hare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, it is. Hey, today is Wednesday, and we always look forward to the positive vibe. I just feel like we, instead of playing some Native music, we should play, what's that deep voice dude, Shaft, what's his name?
Shaft. And go,
Isaac Hayes, yeah.
Thank you, Isaac. And here's the mellow Bob Blake. Who's going to stop you, Bob Blake? It's always good to have you, Mr. Blake, talking about what's going on. I learned so much about your segment here, the turtle news, solar news all over Turtle Island here. Welcome. I'm stumbling. Help me.
Yes. Good to be here, Robert. Well, I got three really good stories I think will excite some people, I guess. But the first story is solar power could represent 40% of U.S. electrical generation and could sustain as many as 1.5 million jobs by 2035, according to a report from the Biden administration. And so what's really exciting about this, Robert, is basically what they're saying is that we're going to need more investment, but this can totally be the future. And it's in our power to turn the ship around, because there's a lot of bad news around the world right now with the environment. But I want to let people know, like, we still have the power to change it. So, like, don't lose hope. like, we can do this. And this is a great story that just came out recently. So I wanted to share that with everybody, because I think sometimes we look at all the bad information coming out around the world and we feel like, oh, it's so gloomy. But this is totally within our reach, Robert, and we can do this.
Absolutely. Again, the positive Wednesday with Robert Blake.
Mm-hmm.
And then another cool story coming out of Australia. Now, everyone, I follow Australia with their renewable energy news, because they're doing so many innovative things down there that, like, it's eventually going to get to America. But here's what they're doing, Robert. They're pole mounted batteries to create virtual power plant neighborhoods, which will take stress off the electricity grid in their community. And this is really, really smart. So like, you know, instead of like all the electricity coming from like 20 miles away from the power plant, it's literally going to come from like the neighborhood, right? And so it's almost as to like, if you yourself was going to put batteries in your own home and then sell it back to the grid when they would need it, right? It's the same concept, except for that this is going on top of, you know, poles, you know, that carry electricity. So I could see eventually this happening in the United States, and it's going to be happening. And so I'm pretty excited. That's cool. But the Aussies are doing it. They're testing it out. And we're going to find out exactly how well it works.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So, you know, that we lose energy the further the source is that has to travel. So that's going to help out a lot too, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. So like where you make your power at and where you use it at is the most efficient way to do it. So if you put the solar on top of your home, you use the power at your home or in your batteries. That is the most efficient way to use power. Otherwise, you're basically switching on a light. That light is telling, you know, the operator of the grid that you need electricity. Now that electricity is coming like 20 miles away. So you're paying for 100% of electricity, but, you know, you're only getting 50% of it, right? So when you look at your electricity bill and you're saying, why is this so much? Like, I don't think I really use that much. No, there's a whole science behind it and a reason behind it. And that's why solar energy is such a threat to the utilities.
Yeah. Well, when we do, we want to let the utilities know, too, that we're putting something on our roof. So we can be in some sort of partnership, because we do need them. So it's a fine typing, tiptoeing, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is a partnership that, I mean, is not going away, Robert. So it's really going to be interesting how we all work together. But, you know, this is just the future. I mean, this is how far technology is taking us. But I do got I got one more story, Robert, and I think this is really cool, because especially with the drought that's happening out in California right now, and I think this is really important. But if California was to create solar canals, right, they could save 63 billion gallons of water every year.
Wow!
Now, if they would, you know how they have those big, like, long, like, you know, areas where, like, you know, water rushes through, right? You know, in LA, and, you know, if they just put solar over those areas, they can literally save 63 billion gallons of water each year. And in a drought situation, I think this is critical, because, you know, we're really going to need to conserve on water. And especially in the West Coast, right? So,
right. So
we need to do this everywhere.
So the solar panels over those areas where the water goes, it would help it stop evaporating?
Exactly, Wendy. Okay, evaporation awesome. Is what we're talking about here, right?
Wow, that's awesome. Because, yeah.
Yeah. And so having the solar panels over it would stop the evaporation. And, of course, you know, the water goes into, you know, whatever we need for irrigation, you know, toilets, you know, whatnot, right? And it goes back into the services for the community.
That's awesome. You know,
I do have a question, Bob.
Go ahead.
You there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just was wondering, you know, I always hear about this, you know, people want to get involved in solar energy, especially on residential areas. But there's always, I heard a myth, and please let me know if you could dispel this, that, oh, the electric companies are going to either tax you or they're going to penalize you for installing solar panels. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you kind of see, you know, I always tell people to watch what's happening in California right now, because you see the utilities really attacking solar out there. And what the utilities are now advocating for is burying the power lines, which is really not a bad idea, right? But then how are we going to be able to use solar now, right? So there's kind of a catch 20. There's kind of a catch 20 here too. Like, how are we going to be able to use solar if our power lines are being buried? So this is really going to be interesting in how this all works out going forward and in the future. But I think burying the power lines are going to be a necessity. But how that's going to be able to allow still customers to be able to put solar, use solar, is really going to be important.
How is that different from being on the poles that you can't in solar being on your roof and being buried? What's the difference there?
Their argument is that because of the way that it's being constructed, that, you know, it's not going to, that solar is going to disrupt the way that they're going to bury their power lines now. And so utilities are just trying to figure out how are they going to maintain their market share, right? And right. So that's what's going on right now in California. And it's really interesting. So I suggest everyone keep an eye on that, because those same tactics that the utilities are using there, other utilities across the country are going to be also using.
Wow.
That's amazing. And putting the solar panels over the reservoirs in California and elsewhere, too, can save so much water. What I was going to say, Robert, we went to that restaurant, the Native American restaurant. When I went into the bathroom, mm-hmm. there's a sign on, right above the toilet that said they use rainwater to flush the toilet. So, yeah. You know, it might look a little different or, you know, whatever. But I thought that was amazing to use the rainwater to flush toilets.
And you know how big of a baseball fan I am. The Target Field recycles all that water rewaters their grass.
Yes, it's fantastic. Yeah, all those little things really add up.
What else you got?
And that's my point, right? When I talk to people, like, and they kind of get that doom and gloom on them. And I'm like, you have the power to do something. Even if you think it's this that small, that you have the power to do something. So, like, don't think that you cannot, you know, we all got to live on this planet together. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, pick up that garbage that's right there. Even though it's not your garbage, it's your planet, right? You still have to live here too. And so that's what I do. I mean, just because it's just the right thing to do. But I just want to let everybody know that every time we do something like that builds up resistance, right? That builds up, like, you know, and the more that we do that, the more that we're empowered to even do even more. You know what I mean?
Solar is sovereignty, right, Bob?
Absolutely. It is the most democratic. I say that is democracy in action. The more solar we can have, the more autonomous that we can be. I believe that supports democracy more.
Well, Bob, I got to give a quick shout out to Wendy. Whenever we're out on our pontoon or by the Mississippi River, she's picking up trash constantly. And I got to give her a big shout out, because I can't believe in 2021. I remember the 60s when everyone just threw cigarettes out in the street and emptied their ashtrays in the middle of the road. I did that. You know, and people are more hip to not doing that, but we still see it all over. We see people leave trash on the side of the river, and then next thing you know, the river is higher and it's floating in the river.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. And all that trash has got to go somewhere. And so that's why, I mean, I'm constantly picking up trash. I mean, but right. You know what, Robert, like, I think as you get older, we all know better, and we just have to emulate a better, you know, image for the kids too, and they'll know better too. So,
Well, I really appreciate you coming on every week and talking so positive. And I'm going to have an opportunity to talk to you in a little bit, and I'm excited about that because of all of what you do. You know, I really appreciate you, Robert. It's just, I just want to say one thing, too. Meatless Mondays could change the world because there's so much water being used to feed these animals that are in these factory farms. It would make a world of difference. So thank you, Peenagy, for being on Solar Bear with the Solar News. Again, we will see you soon. I will see you sooner than that. Hi, Juani. And we're going to have our last guest back on again, Wendy.
Yeah, she's hanging out. I'm so happy.
Cool. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. Good to see you. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Fatalities on Minnesota roads are reaching levels we have not seen in years. You can save lives and make a difference every time you go to work when you become a state trooper. Opportunities to work at the Capitol, on commercial vehicles, and so much more are available. Your experience, your voice, they matter. No prior law enforcement experience needed. All you need is a 2 or 4 year degree. Apply now at mntrooper.com. That's mntrooper.com. mntrooper.com.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Peenagigi, and thank you for your support.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Well, I don't know why we have so much fun with that for the last,
we do it every day.
3.5 years.
our howls have gotten better and better. They're more authentic.
Oh, sure.
I think so.
Lewis is the number one hauler. Mm-hmm. But hey, we're back with, and thanks for holding on, Dana. We really appreciate you being on, Dana Thompson. You ran for city council in the suburb here of Roseville. And you have a great story, but I want to talk more to you about how you felt today and what you saw today, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I just, so previously when you had me on, you know, I just said that it was like this sense of just being together with everybody. And this is the moment. This is what we can do. This is, we're all working together towards one goal, and that is to get walls to listen to us, to get Biden to pull the permits, to get a federal environmental impact statement. And so it really felt different where a lot of the movement is. You might be with one little treaty camp where there's 20, 30 people, or you might be trying to reach out to your local representative or senator. And so it felt very individual until today. And it just filled the soul. I don't know if anyone noticed, but I think right before Tayshia started speaking, there was an eagle flying over us. And I'm like, that's how you know the ancestors are like with us. They're totally supporting us. And like that was healing too. It was just really exciting to see how many people out there really do support the Two-Spirit and the Femmes who are leading this movement.
Yeah. And the Two-Spirit and the women are leading this movement. And, you know, it's no secret, even, you know, even when we talk back to our brothers, I gave American Indian Movement a big shout out today when I was at the podium for helping me and be a good lesson of action, you know, and what their history. But even back then, you know, you had these male leaders out in front, but really what was going on in the background where the women were getting the stuff done. And that hasn't changed at all today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we heard from multiple women today who have been on the front lines or are doing some type of work behind the scenes. I think even when the state representatives and the senators were speaking, I think the women outnumbered the men, but I'm not quite sure there. But it is really awesome just to see like women gaining this power. And I don't know if it started when Trump was elected or if it has gone on long before then, but it's definitely been more visible to me, and it's really awesome to see. And I hope that the ladies keep pushing everything forward.
Yeah, you have Winona LaDuke, Tara Hauska. We listen to Nancy Bolio, who has two camps up there. You know, Tayshia, you mentioned, and it is a woman-led a movement, and we like to call these movements. And, well, you know, Lewis and I talked about this, but Wendy and I talked to this about this in the very, very beginning of the show, and I was totally creeped out by the troopers there. And all the wire and the fences and the...
Absolutely. I tweeted actually before I showed up at the Capitol, but it has been on my mind heavily. Like, this is how you know the government caters to white women. I'm sorry to say it. But when you look back at the Women's March, how many women were there? It was jam-packed. There was no COVID going on, so you didn't have to social distance. People were on shoulders. There were thousands of them, and they didn't have a single fence. And there has been no part of this treaty or of the Stop Line 3 work that has been done that has indicated we're violent. Just because we're chaining ourselves or because others are chaining themselves to property doesn't mean that that's violent. Why are you still protecting property even down here in the cities when you're totally removed from the fight against Line 3? And what's more sad is that that's our taxpayer dollars going towards this. And that the DNR has also been used against our own people. You know, I bought a state park pass for years, and I'm not going to do that anymore because I can't support genocide. And so I thought that money was going to, you know, protect our waters and protect the animals who live in those waters. And now it's going to protect the people destroying all of that. So I'm done.
Right, right. And I think as Native Americans, I think we get to go into parks free. I don't know if I heard that on my show.
That's right.
If I dreamt that, Lewis.
Yeah, we had made the decision to keep buying it just so they could have the extra money. And we said, nope, we're going to do it for free now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point, because we have, again, for people that are just listening to us in Madison and Chicago, we have a foreign company here telling our government and police what to do and what to do to the citizens of this state and this country, period.
Yeah, and the people who I would hope would be standing up or saying this is wrong, I haven't heard very much from them. I think we've seen it with Dante Wright when they started arresting a lot of the media personnel who were there overnight and macing the media and kind of quarreling them as well. We heard an outrage the following day. Why are the media being harassed? They are protected under the Constitution. Right. And at the same time, like, they used their voice to kind of put this pressure on walls to make sure it de-escalated from there going forward. But all I see right now is a steady stream of the same violent, state-sanctioned violence that they have been putting us through for generations.
Yeah, that is such a good point. You know, we talked a little bit about this, and I'm gonna let you go right now, but we talked a little bit about this, and I really, at the end of my show, if you remember, I always say we need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. And I hope you jump on the horse again and do it again, or jump on the saddle, whatever the saying is, and consider that again. I know it's hard, it's taxing, but all the great politicians out there that we've had on our show lost their first election and have gone on to great things. So we look forward for you to return back to the fold.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, Robert, this was my second election, so it's a little sore still and kind of stings, but I definitely haven't said no to politics, but I am just trying to think of what the next steps might be, what they can be, and where I'm best or most useful.
Yeah, it is great, but you know, your third one's going to be a charm. I know that. So thank you so much for stopping in at the last minute here at Native Roots Radio and jumping on and supporting us. And we can't wait to support your next run for office.
Miigwech, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Wow. That was Dana Thompson, Wendy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just great to have her on again.
Yeah, but what she said, and I really respect it, as she's going to find like her little niche where she could go and be the most useful. So if everybody did that, that would be really awesome. Because we all have our own little thing that we're strong at. You know, we're all not good at the same thing. So if we find it, we should run with it.
Exactly. Hey, Lewis, I got 30 seconds. You got some last thoughts here before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank Dana here. Look, she got 19% of that total city council vote for Roseville. We need more people to be politically active in the indigenous community. We are the ones that are going to speak up for our issues. We're the ones that are going to be the next generation. They're going to lead the charge. I'm so happy. My heart is full when I see young people leading, talking, getting together, organizing, and getting resources together for Line 3. We have to keep up the fight. This is only the beginning. Just because Line 3 is almost done doesn't mean that we're ending it. We're going to fight it in courts and keep it going.
And don't forget, PolyMet's right around the corner.
Yep.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, Lewis, for being on as always. Hey, I just want to end with these thoughts, Wendy. If you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist. Divest, join a group, run for office. Again, thank you for Bob Blake. Wendy, thank you as always. Lewis, thanks for running home as fast as you did from the and through the traffic. And he said the traffic was going both ways. Mm-hmm. And I know it goes one way, but you know, hey, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated.